Now, just a bit ago, we started talking about what is kind of a weird online dating situation. It's the guy you went to class with at Washburn?
Yeah.
Did he seem a little bit weird to you or anything, or does he seem pretty normal?
He seemed normal, I mean, for, you know, a college
Someone who
student.
Goes to Washburn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? What, you think there's a lot of weird people that go to Washburn or something?
Yeah, there are.
What percentage?
I don't know, like 40%?
Oh, 40%. That's not bad. That's not judging everybody there, I guess. Nicely done. So he meets this chick online a year ago?
Yeah.
And they've been talking on the phone and whatnot, and now he's moving to Connecticut.
He's
out there right now. Yeah. Any progress reports yet?
Not that my friend have heard of.
No, okay.
But
this is the first time they've met.
Yeah.
In person.
They never met up. Never. Like, they didn't even go halfway. Like, meet in the middle.
Yeah.
It's just weird to me.
Yeah, you would think. I don't know that I would have the courage to go do something like that, but hey. If you feel like you can, I guess, you know, go give it a shot.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was an online dating service like eHarmony or anything, because he seems like the type that he wouldn't pay for something like that.
So maybe it was a MySpace deal or something?
I think it was like MySpace or a chat room, something like that.
Oh, maybe she's into some, you know, really kinky, questionable stuff or something. Maybe that's... Right? Or maybe they just have some kind of connection, Darianne.
That could be.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Can that work?
I think it's retarded, man.
Not a good move?
No, I mean, dude, you can go out to, like, you know, Aggieville or go to a library, the mall. Dude, you can meet people everywhere. Why meet somebody on the internet? And for all you know, man, it could be like a 40-year-old guy that plans on, you know, wearing your skin around, you know, like a trench coat and stuff, you know. Some weird kind of... thing. I just think it's weird, man. Just like, it's right up there meeting people on MySpace and stuff like that.
Well,
next, you know, she's like 17 and you're going to jail or something like that. Just stay
Hey, what I was thinking was that you can't just come down to everybody for online dating, because it is a way for people to meet someone who's a little bit more like them. You go out to Aggieville, go meet some drunk ass. You know, I mean, you don't necessarily find who you're looking for when you're just out in public.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
So I haven't personally tried online dating or anything, but I wouldn't rule it out, because I think it is a way for people to find someone who matches them on some certain areas.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't trust it. I mean,
yeah. Well, moving for it is the idea. I mean, is what we're talking about mostly. You know, moving that far for someone that you haven't experienced on a firsthand level once.
Yeah, that's true. Like, because you've never like lived with the person or anything like that prior, so. I think it's both disaster, if you ask me. It's a weird way to meet somebody and then you're going to move there? No, I would never do it.
Well, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, later.
Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
Oh, I think it's awesome. I have two different friends who, one of them has now been married for 3 years. They met on, I think, I want to say match.com, if there's such a thing. It's something like that.
Yeah, match.com.
Over the internet. Okay, and they talked for almost a year before seeing each other. They talked on the phone, talked on the internet, really, really got to know each other that way. They've been married now for almost 6 years and have two kids. And then the other friend, they're not married yet, but they visited, it wasn't quite a year, wasn't as lengthy a situation, but got to know each other via telephone, via internet again. And now they've met, and they're not states away from each other. They're both right here in the state of Kansas, but have just recently met, I want to say about 3-4 months ago. And I think they have a better relationship than some of us that, of course, I've been married for a very long time, but people that meet, say, wherever, in a club, be it a church, wherever, because they've gotten to know more about maybe our inner things about each other than the average person. You know, they've had all this time to get all the excess out and really get to know each other as a person than bringing anything else into the relationship.
Caesarian?
Well, I think it's great.
But this is a long move, though, if you look at this particular situation. Moving to Connecticut.
How old is he again?
He's 19.
Mm-hmm. Well, worst case scenario, he goes out there, and he's going to meet some people, irregardless of if they end up making it work or not. He'll find a job of some sort, and maybe it'll be a good place for him to have another life, even if he doesn't. If it doesn't work out for them, but I say, hey, kudos. If he can go do it, great.
Yeah, I guess if you were a little bit older, maybe if you were 30 or something, it'd be a different situation to reset your whole life at that point. But the guy's just getting started on things.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, maybe he'll go to school. I mean, has he shared how much about her? Is she older? Is she same age? Is she in college?
Yeah, she may be 25, I think.
Ooh, going for the older lady.
Yeah.
Well, you know, hopefully they've discussed some of that stuff, and maybe one of the issues they've talked about is him going to school out there. You know, you commented he didn't have a job, and maybe he's going to go out there. Maybe he'll enroll in school or something. And obviously he's got to have some way of living, because if he's going out there with no money and no job, he's got to have a way to live somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks. Bye.